Yeah.
But I know in this one cotton bowl trip, I was using Mark's Grandioso, and I had taken it off the original one, and then I ran across an arrangement by a guy by the name of Bill Moffitt. Bill Moffitt used to be he was a band director at Indiana, and we went to the Cotton Bowl, and we got the kids off the bus, and I told the drum majors warm up, you know, we were playing that kind of my arrangement and part of Moffitt's arrangement of Grandioso, and they were playing it, and the guy came over next to me, he says, that's nice sound of the band. I said, thank you. I said, who are you? He says, I'm Bill Moffitt. So, Jesus. I says, sorry. I said, I copied a couple of your things. And then I found out that he was doing the same thing. And this Hale Leonard publisher caught him on it. So they were going to sue the hell out of him. But then someone in the corporate office said, you know, he can probably do us a hell of a lot more good if we hire him as an arranger. And that's how he got the job. But I know, yeah, he was at Indiana, and he was at Purdue for a couple of years, too. I don't know where he is now. Oh, University of Houston, because he wrote the University of Houston that we used it for our fight song. I thought he was there, too. So, yeah, that was Bill Mock. That's standing right next to me. But I think he understood because he, you know,
right.
He came from the same church, so to speak.
Did you have to watch that?
Oh, yeah, if you were, you had to watch it really like when you were, like, something that was televised nationally, because they could pick me up just, yeah, that's just like Mark. Well, like the inaugural, I just wrote an original thing, you know, a patriotic medley, and that went through.
Take a mixture.
Yeah, and those are all public domain things like America the Beautiful and Battle Hymn of the Republic that anybody can arrange those. But see, Mark has his brewery, and his restaurant is Moose Jaw, but then he called his brewery Moose Jaw Brewery also. And he was at a big brewery convention several years ago in Denver, and you know, where you try for different prices and so forth. And he had Moose Jaw on his labels of his beer, and Moose Head caught him, and they sued him. You know, he dropped about $40,000 to get out of that one. He had to change the name. You know, he could keep the restaurant, but on any beer items, it couldn't have the word Moose in it.
Because, really?
Yeah.
Even though it's Moose Jaw.
Moose Head. Well, he said they've got, that company's out of Canada. And he says they got attorneys that are always looking for that stuff. Yeah, big time. You had to take it off the shirts and everything. So he said, I don't go to those things anymore.
You so better flying under the radar.
So we changed to the Wisconsin Dells Brewing Company.
You guys know Garrison Keillor?
Yeah.
We got Northwoods. Tickets. We're gonna go.
Is that
sold
right?
Out.
Yeah.
His,
is that right?
Performance.
Stay here. Remind me. I want to go out and get them.
Okay.
Get you a couple of. And this is yours, with too. You don't forget that.
Yeah.
I want to get you a couple of.
Yeah.
Pass.